Well, we knew coming into the game they like to play a lot of man-to-man coverage. They feel very confident with their corners, and you know they were doing that in the beginning of the game. There's a lot of single high man-to-man coverage, and we were able to hit some big plays. You know, we hit a couple just kind of fade, we call it fade stops, where he goes outside and you just make a read. If he gets on top, you throw the fade. If not, you just back shoulder him. You just throw it up high and let him use his body. And, you know, a few times we threw it down the field on him, and it's, you know, they didn't know what to do. He's a hard guy to stop when you have that play on, and it's going well and working well for you. We just feel we can do it either way. We can throw it down the field. We can get first downs in his back shoulder and use his body. And he did a great job against a physical corner who a lot of people, you know, have trouble with. But, you know, we made some big plays in the passing game. That was good to see.
Eli, can you talk about after the Super Bowl last year, your brother said he's convinced that you will play in Super Bowls and not in the distant future. Do you think this day would come this quickly?
You know, you never know. And that's just to... I think I've known that, and just from watching Peyton, watching other guys, you never know when you're going to get your opportunity. You never know when something's going to click, when you're going to get hot, and you're just playing your best football at a certain time, and that's just what's happening with us. We, at the end of the season, we weren't playing great. You know, we played New England, we played really good, and for some reason, that just sparked something. And, our defense has been playing outstanding. Offense, we've been able to run the ball, we've been able to throw the ball and make some plays, and we'll put together some long drives. And that's how it's been working. Today, we moved the ball really well. First couple times we got the ball, we moved right down there. Had to settle for field goals, which was disappointing. But, you know, after that, we continue to have some long drives, just, finding ways to get first downs and getting in the end zone at the end. And it was a fun game to play, and it was a great tough game. And it wasn't easy. You got to give a lot of credit to Green Bay. They played tough. They're very physical. They're a good team. We just made enough plays to win the game. Just hoping he'd make that last one, right before in regulation, and thought we got down there, gave ourselves a shot, but you're always, always thinking. Coach Gilbride said, hey, prepare yourself for overtime. You never know what's gonna happen. Just get your focus on what they like to do, in clutch situations or in crunch time, and so. Corey Webster gets an interception. All of a sudden, we're putting in position. And I said, hey, let's try to score. I want to score a touchdown, not have to, settle for another field goal. It's cold, bad conditions. Obviously we didn't. We had the touchdown run, and it gets called back. But that was great kick by Lawrence at the end, hitting the long one to win it. So I think we always like to make things exciting on this team. And another example, we don't like to win the easy way on the short field goal. We like to hit the long one to win it.